Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something that sits right at the heart of a proper jungle drop, an Amen-style call-and-response riff in Ableton Live 12. The goal here is not just to loop the Amen and call it finished. We want it to feel like it's speaking. One phrase asks the question, the next phrase answers it. That's the old-school D&B language. That's what gives the groove motion, character, and a bit of attitude without needing a huge bass sound or a complicated arrangement. This works especially well for jungle, ravey old-school D&B, darker rollers, and anything that wants that human, restless breakbeat feel. And there's a reason this technique is so powerful in D&B. The Amen is packed with transient detail, so small changes in tone, density, and movement can completely change the emotion of the loop. If you overdo it, you flatten the swing. If you underdo it, the loop just feels static, so the sweet spot is controlled movement. Start simple. Load a clean Amen break onto an audio track in Ableton Live. If you've already got it sliced, great. If not, just loop the clip and make sure warp is on so it follows your project tempo. For a beginner, stay around 160 to 170 BPM. That's the zone where the break feels alive and the automation doesn't drag. Now make one creative choice early. Do you want a rawer, more open Amen for classic jungle bite, or a tighter, more processed version for a darker, more controlled feel? If you want the old-school character, go rawer. If you want it to sit in a heavier modern mix, go tighter. That decision matters, because the call-and-response idea depends on the break having enough detail in the mids and tops to change character when you automate it. Next, shape the phrase into two parts. Think of bar 1 as the call and bar 2 as the response. If you're working with slices, you can drag the break into simpler and use slice mode so you can trigger the kick, snare, ghost hits, and hats separately. If you're staying in audio clip land, split the clip on the grid and move slices manually. Keep the first pass really readable. Don't try to reinvent the Amen yet. Just make it obvious. The call might be kick-heavy with a couple of busy hits. The response might lean more on the snare, with a slightly different rhythm or a tiny fill. What to listen for here is simple. The first bar should feel like an invitation, and the second bar should feel like an answer, not a copy. Before you touch automation, make sure the rhythm already swings. Let the backbeat stay clear. Let the chopped hits dance around it. Old-school D&B breathes because of what you leave out, not just what you put in. A useful beginner move is to keep the call more active in the first half of bar 1, then let the response in bar 2 shift the emphasis toward the snare and a short lead-in into the next loop. If you're chopping visually, color-code the call and response parts differently. That makes the automation stage much easier to manage. Now let's shape the sound so the Amen keeps its punch. Put EQ 8 first and high pass only the absolute sub-rumble, somewhere below 30 to 40 HE. You're not thinning the break, you're just clearing useless low-end wash so the kick and bass have room. After that, a simple stock device chain can go a long way. One approach is EQ 8, then drum bus, then saturator. Keep drum bus drive fairly modest, maybe around 5 to 15%, and use just enough crunch to roughen the texture. Add a subtle amount of saturator drive, and only use soft clip if the break is getting spiky. Another option is EQ 8, auto filter, saturator, and glue compressor. That gives you more tone control, a bit of movement, and some gentle glue without crushing the groove. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. The Amen already has natural transient life. You're not trying to fix it. You're trying to direct the listener's ear to different parts of the phrase at different moments. That's the whole game. Now for the main event. The call and response motion through automation. The easiest move is auto filter cutoff. Make the call slightly more open, then make the response a little more filtered, or flip it if you want a reveal effect. A solid starting shape is this. The call sits around 3 to 6 kHz, then the response dips toward 1.5 to 3 kHz before opening back up at the end of the bar. Keep resonance modest. You want tone shift, not whistle city. If you want a darker, more haunted jungle feel, try using EQ 8 instead of a broad filter sweep. A narrow dip in the mids around 400 Hz to 1.2 kHz can make the second phrase feel hollow, worn, and a little bit ghostly. What to listen for is whether the automation changes the mood of the break, or whether it just sounds like a random knob move. If the groove starts disappearing, the move is too extreme or too fast. At this point you need to decide what the response is supposed to do. You've got two strong beginner options. One is to keep the same rhythm and just change the tone. That's the safest and usually the strongest choice. It keeps the phrase cohesive and works really well in DJ-friendly jungle rollers. The other option is to keep the rhythm mostly the same, but change one or two details, like swapping a ghost note, adding a snare flam, or moving a hat slice. That can work beautifully too, but only if the first version already feels solid. Always check the idea with the bass and kick playing. This is where a lot of people get caught. A break can sound amazing solo and then fall apart the moment the bass line enters. So audition the amen in context. If the bass disappears, the response is too dense or too bright. If the kick loses authority, the break is probably carrying too much low end. As you shape the automation, think in musical sentences, not random motion. One bar can open up, the next bar can close down or roughen the tone, and the last beat can give you a tiny lift into the next loop. You can automate more than one parameter, but keep it simple. Filter cutoff, saturation amount, send level to a reverb or delay return, maybe a tiny volume lift on the last ghost note. That's enough. In fact, often that's better than more. A great little move is to automate a short reverb send only on the final snare of the response. Keep it subtle, just enough to be felt. That creates a sense of ending without smearing the groove. What to listen for here is whether the phrase feels like it has a point at the end, instead of just looping forever. Now tighten everything against the kick and bass. In jungle and old school D&B, the break often gives you the rhythm and the mids, while the kick and bass handle the weight. Keep the bass mono below roughly 120 Hz. If the amen has a heavy low kick hit, consider trimming that slice or high-passing the break a little more. That's not tone destruction, that's mix clarity. Also check mono. Seriously, this matters. If the riff collapses in mono, the snare can thin out, and the whole thing loses impact on a club system. If that happens, reduce stereo whitening, simplify the processing chain, or keep the low mids more centered. Quick reminder, if it sounds good in mono, it usually sounds even better everywhere else. That's a good sign. Once the loop starts working, commit it. Bounce it, consolidate it, print it to auto. This is a smart Ableton workflow move, because once the phrase has identity, you don't need to keep endlessly editing the same idea. If it feels alive, freeze it in place and treat it like an arrangement element. Then you can slice it further, reverse a tail, or add a tiny fill without losing the groove. From there, put it into a larger section. Don't judge it only in isolation. Try it over a 16-bar shape, a few bars of T's, then the full call and response, then a variation, then a second pass with a little more pressure. For the second drop, you don't need to make it louder to make it bigger. You can make the response feel more dangerous by opening the filter a little more, adding a touch more saturation, or dropping in one extra ghost snare at the end of the phrase. That keeps the identity the same, but the energy climbs. A useful coach note here, the automation is not the musical idea. The slice pattern is the musical idea. The automation is just the camera angle. If the edit itself does not feel like a question and answer, no filter sweep is going to save it. That's the real secret. So, quick recap. Build the amen in two phrases. Keep the call clear. Make the response feel like an answer. Use automation to shift tone, density, and energy instead of just piling on more hits. Check it against kick and bass. Check it in mono. And once it's alive, print it and move on. For your practice, build a 2-bar loop with one amen source, only stock Ableton devices, and no more than 3 automation moves. Make sure there's a clear call in bar 1, a response in bar 2, and one small fill or variation at the end. Then listen back and ask yourself, can I clearly hear 2 different phrases? Does the response leave space for the bass line? Does it still feel like one coherent jungle idea in mono? If you can answer yes, you're on the right path. Get that loop sounding like it's talking back to itself, and you've got a real jungle weapon on your hands. Now go make it swing.